Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
How you doing, Stevie?
Not bad.
What's the matter? Why are you laughing?
Right, say something then.
I was just wondering why you're laughing.
Because I thought you were going to make a joke at my expense.
We're all struggling today.
No, I'm not. I've just got it. I'm bright as a button, mate. I'm bright as a button, mate. Don't put me in your struggling category. I'll do the show on my own.
I'm going to say now, every now and again, if it goes off, the radio goes off. It's not me.
No.
Just going to say that.
It's definitely not me. As Chris always says, I don't press any buttons.
I don't. Even producer Tom can't be blamed.
Yeah.
But we can't.
Wow.
It won't go off for long, but only while I realise it's good. We've had our computer updated. It's now a Spectrum 128, which is actually really cool because it's got the cassette in it where you can download games instantly. It's amazing.
Really good.
For you people who understand tech stuff,
I don't.
I came in earlier and none of the buttons were on and I was like, it's all broken. But he fixed it.
We've got a guy here who fixes things and he talks to me sometimes. I swear he's speaking Spanish. He's not speaking computer.
We don't understand the language. It's only one person in the building that understands the engineer. It's Joe Kinch.
I've said that to him. Listen, you're going to have to bring this down to like 8-year-old level. Because when I learn what a server...
Well, you had a birthday, Stevie.
I did say earlier, trying to help out, I was like, do you want me to hit control alt delete? I can do that.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
I just switched that on and off again, I reckon.
It's still on.
It'll be fine. Right, just gone 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon in the sunshine. It's the Big Drive Home on Radio Essex. We start with Switch Disco. Turn it up.
Turn it up
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. Fenn V and Goddard, Messy in Heaven. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home for a Thursday. Just over 2 weeks now till the next bank holiday starts.
We haven't had enough of them bank holidays.
I think they're taking a mickey. I thought they were weekly now. Where's next week?
Where's my bank holiday?
Apparently not. Apparently it's just going to have another one at the end of the month. Europa Conference League semi-finals tonight. West Ham taking on AZ Alkmaar.
It's done that well.
Done at 8 o'clock tonight. That's happening. Loads going on May the 11th. Have you seen the story about Sylvester Stallone's three daughters have candidly spoken about how their famous father acts around their dates? Could you imagine going on a date and then going to meet the parents and the man is Sylvester Stallone in the Rocky era?
Yeah, because if you've not been prepped for that. Like, if you've been prepped for it, it's still going to be nervy. It's still going to be nervy, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no amount of gym work you can do on the lead up to that that's going to make things okay.
Turn up and you go, I will treat her with the utmost respect. I don't know what you'd do.
One of the daughters said he's quite intimidating to most, and most of the time when they come over to meet the parents, they don't necessarily return simply because he's just so scary. Apparently, he just looks at them.
Yeah, that would be
over the dinner table. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'd be
just
so
staring at you.
Yeah, you'd be like, sorry.
Also in the news today, Tom Cruise has been left, and this is his words, interested in pursuing newly single pop sensation Shakira after they met in Miami at the F1 at the weekend. He sent her flowers the next day. She's recently become single. She was with Gerard Piqué, and then he did the dirty, and then they split up. And then she's just met Tom Cruise, and he's been left interested in pursuing.
I like that story.
It's a good story. Tom Cruise and Shakira, that would be a proper power couple, wouldn't it?
Tom
Cruise and Shakira, I reckon. Yeah, it would be. I mean, that would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Well, we'll watch this space, because that might happen. 13 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home for Thursday. Here's Jonas Blue. Radio Essex. And Jonas Blue off of Chelmsford.
Chelmsford.
Finally. And it's finally on the Big Drive Home. 3:15. It's Chris and Scott. We're here in the sunshine until 6 tonight. My boy last night, and now he's got a car. He's become more useful.
Well, of course, yeah. He's finally giving back. Finally giving back.
Finally giving back. Already loved him.
Yeah. But now I love him, and
he does stuff around the house.
I can, you know, I love my son. He's not giving back yet.
No, mine's giving back. He's got a car, which I gave him. But he does his own petrol and stuff, and he's driving around. He's like, yesterday he went, I want to pop over. I'm going to play football, and I'm going to pop Sainsbury's. Do we need anything for Sainsbury's? Oh, this is amazing. What a lovely thing to do.
That is nice.
So I gave him a list of things. Text him, said, oh, we need this, we need that. It was only little bits. Needed some bananas, needed some milk, eggs. I think this bit's irrelevant. But we needed some stuff from Sainsbury's, probably 40 quid's worth of stuff.
Right.
So he gets to Sainsbury's. I get the obvious text. I'm at the till. Can you put some money in my account?
I thought that'd happen for a fiver, if I'm honest.
What I didn't expect to happen is him coming home. You know when you're walking around Sainsbury's and if you're only buying a little shop, you take the little basket.
Yeah.
With the orange handles
on it. Obviously, yeah. Sainsbury's.
I didn't expect to see that in my kitchen.
Oh, see, I did, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the type of thing that age group do.
Yeah. He bought the Sainsbury's basket back with him with the food in it.
Cheaper than a bag.
Yeah, he stole
and
it.
And stealing.
He stole it from Sainsbury's, which I'm going to have to take it back, obviously. But that's quite a random thing to do. I would have thought that was quite obvious. He literally carried it out the shop, paid for it, did the scan and go thing, I presume, walked out of Sainsbury's with it, and then got to his car and went, I just put that in there. And then drove home and then brought it into the house with him.
I mean,
it's now in his bedroom full of T-shirts.
I would like to say that this is, like, shocked and surprised me. Yeah. I really would. But I've got a home base one, and I'm not joking, this is not for comedy effect. I have got a B&Q one. I have got a Asda one. That's green with black handles.
Yeah.
We use that for rubble now.
Right.
Yeah, so...
What, because of kids going shopping?
Or the wife.
It's one of the most out-of-place things in my house. All the things in my house. The Sainsbury's basket looks a bit random. It doesn't match anything for a start.
You need another one.
I do. I need to get some more. 18 minutes. It's a proper bag for life, though. It's made out of metal. 18 minutes after 3. Update on the roads next. Chris. It's Radio Essex 3:26. Big drive home for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott. Gary B says, oh, hi there.
Hi.
Oh, hi there, guys. It's Gary, the king of dad jokes.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember seeing the ceremony.
I don't remember.
I did watch a coronation of the weekend. I don't think it was for King of Dad Jokes.
It was not Gary.
I don't remember Gary being crowned the King of Dad Jokes. We all know some dad jokes.
Yeah,
don't we?
One of my mates watched it all day and he didn't mention Gary.
I saw Camilla getting the Queen gig. Charles did the King thing.
I remember that.
There wasn't a King of Jokes ceremony. No. I didn't see your gold carriage, Gary B.
Maybe we missed it. Maybe.
And are you the king? Who said you're the king of dad jokes?
I know who said it.
Who?
Gary.
He told himself that.
I think so.
I used to have a problem where I couldn't stop naming classic American sitcoms, but I'm over it now. Happy days. Who is actually the king of dad jokes? Anyway, he wants a birthday mention. I mean, come on, Gary. Could you please wish my partner, Tanith, a happy 40th birthday, thanks, love.
That's almost a dead joke in its own right.
If we do birthday shout-outs.
He's asking for a birthday shout-out.
But we don't do birthday shout-outs, so is that part of the gag? Is it a double backfired gag?
He's funny, this guy. Yeah, you know what? He might have been. He might have done.
You think because he knew we don't do birthdays because no one cares?
Very funny, yeah.
Because the only person who cares about birthdays is the person having a birthday.
Gary,
it's
a bit sad. Normally, like, it'd be like someone else, like his mate Barry.
Yeah.
Or his wife Sally.
Yeah.
She would like message in and say, oh, it's Gary's birthday. No, you don't do birthdays. But the fact that Gary himself has knowingly sort of tried to trick us into saying happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Gary, you're 42.
Tanith is 40, not Gary.
Oh, all right.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because no one really cares whose birthday it is.
That's what I mean. I care that little, but I haven't read the text.
Come on! Woo! I love to
celebrate.
So, Gary, I'm afraid we can't help you. Tanith, we hope you have a normal... I don't know what that's doing. Gary, I hope you have a lovely day with Tanith on a normal Thursday.
Day.
Normal Thursday where... No one cares.
I don't care. Literally, couldn't care less.
And you can't top my dad joke. It was brilliant.
It was really good. I don't know how we're friends.
That's good. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and How Does It Feel? Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Thursday. Gary B coming back with dad jokes. It's not a dad joke off.
Well, I must say, this is a good one.
Well, he says, I was stood outside the other night trying to figure out how lightning works. Then it struck me. I mean, it's good.
We laughed out loud.
We did a little bit. Yeah. It was a little bit of laughing. This made me laugh today because Mae Muller, we're just about to play Mae Muller. She's going to finish sixth, apparently, in the Eurovision Song Contest while Sweden takes the crown. That, according to Spotify, when they looked at all the streams across the...
so they've worked out via the streams.
Yeah, across the world, who's been streamed more, and they reckon Mae Muller will finish sixth and Sweden will take the crown.
Oh, wish I'd have known that.
And in other news, you know, in Eurovision news, but you know how scientists, you love scientists, don't you? Because they're working on all the things to cure everything, and scientists are busy working very hard.
Yeah, they're doing good work.
They're also working with the Sea Life London Aquarium to create a song comprised entirely of sounds made by fish from competing countries in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The track is called Eurofishin. It's clever,
That's clever.
Gary probably come up with that. And it was mixed at Abbey Road Studios in London, where off of the Beatles did their albums. Wow. Yeah, so just recap that. Scientists from a university
of Kent
have created a song comprised entirely of sounds made by fish on a track called Eurofishin.
I mean, the Eurofishin's very good.
Yeah.
I keep on wanting to say winner, winner, fish dinner.
That's quite clever. We've known for some time that our residents are singing superstars, so ahead of this weekend, we just knew we had to join in on the fun and unleash their talent to the world, talking of the fish.
Are they going
to
beat my mirror on that?
I don't think it's not entered into the Eurovision.
Oh, that's good, because it would win.
Probably would. I can play a little clip.
I mean,
Eurofishin is 20 seconds of magic. It's incredible.
What? No, I mean,
do you know what it reminds me of?
I mean, it's quite catchy.
Do you know what it reminds me of? No, it reminds me of, now on Channel 4, it's Big Brother.
It does a bit.
It sounds like the Big Brother music.
Day 4 in the Big Brother house. This has gone mad.
What I wanted to know, though, because I know it's a random story that is, you know, it's fairly... It's,
turn them off now, I think.
Yeah. can you think of any songs or bands that you could add into the Eurofishin? Salmon and Garfunkel?
Salmon and Garfunkel. Oh, it's very good.
The Carillas? What? I've been busy this morning.
Yeah, I can see.
Stiff Little Fish Fingers.
I don't get that one.
Stiff Little Fingers.
Oh, okay. I just added
the word fish.
Well done.
Prawn to be wild. Prawn to be wild.
That's the best one yet.
Prawn to be wild. Is there any more, please, Essex, A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message, fish-related songs or artists? We'll take both.
This is good. I mean, it's juvenile, but what would you expect?
What we do, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can go with Hootie and the Blowfish, the stuff that's already there. Fish was a singer. You can actually go with those. But if you want to change it around a bit, Faithless, Cod is a DJ. If you want to throw that in there, you are more than welcome, Tony and Basildon. Thank you for that one. That is our Eurovision entry this year. Mae Muller taken to the stage in Liverpool this weekend. And it's called I Wrote a Song. It is 3:40, big drive home. We're talking about this, the scientists that have come up with a new song called Eurofishin, which is basically a song compiled by fish from all the different countries that I'm boring myself just talking about.
It literally
is random. But we did think it might be quite fun if we had any bands or songs that we think could make Eurofishin. And we have. Andy and Jane in Heybridge says, afternoon, boys. For Eurofishin, how about Hake That?
I like that.
That's very clever. Three-day-a-week Kim says, Aerofish. That's very good. By the way, she says, I'm not 3 day a week Kim anymore. I'm no day a week Kim. Take an early retirement. Happy days. It's another American sitcom thing. Yeah. Thank you very much, Kim. Enjoy retirement. John, what have you got for us?
Transfission vamp.
Oh, that's clever.
That's very clever.
Very clever.
Return of the Mackerel says, Lisa and Thaden, boys, that is good. And Prawn in My Side from the Eurythmics from Lucy in Southend. Keep those coming in. Ooh. I could Eurofish in this song up.
Go on.
Cod only knows. That would work, wouldn't it?
It does work.
Also, a song for the Beach Boys. Thank you, Teresa with an H. Theresa? No, it's still Teresa, isn't it?
It is Teresa.
I don't need the additional information. Thank you, though. Reef, place your hands. Yeah. And Reef, they're very good. Double whammy. Ed from Braintree going for place and status. That's very clever.
I like this.
These are songs and artists that you could put into the new band that's been formed called Eurofission. Electric Light Orchestra, says Sharon B. The Electric Light Orchestra.
Electric.
Helen in Braintree says, would you say happy anniversary to Mark, please? Yeah, no worries.
No worries.
There's more than you that cares. There's two of you that care.
We're allowed to do anniversaries. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Enjoy that. Don't come in with the anniversary of my birthday.
Doesn't work.
Still your birthday. Not stupid. Yeah, keep those coming in. Basically, we're doing artists and songs that you can turn into fish.
I can actually even crowbar a five one in there. And I don't even have to change it. We will rock you.
Oh, that's very good.
It's easy. Works.
Yeah, I like that.
Queen done it as well. Just putting it out there. Queen was on that as well.
Is there any more from your band? If you're wetting? No.
No. Well, what? If you're what?
What about Baby When the Lights? No.
No, no, no. But
there must be
some more
five
songs. Do you not think I've tried? Hang on.
When the Lights Go Trout.
Hey!
That's the cleverest thing you've ever said.
Thank you.
Send the four Mimi Webbies red flags. It's Radio Essex, Diplo, Miguel, and Don't Forget My Love. A couple more then, songs or bands you think might make Eurofission, which is a brand new song created by actual scientists in the Sea Life London Aquarium. Basically, it's made by fish from competing countries in this year's Eurovision. It sounds a bit like this. It's just fish. Chatty fish.
You'd think they've got like more important things to like feed them and stuff,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Like they sound like they're hungry. Sounds like hungry fish to me. And it sounds like the Big Brother theme tune.
It does.
Sharkspear Sister, says Carly, or Carly Minnow instead of Carly Minogue, says Mark. Thank you for the anniversary shout. It's a pleasure. Essex, how about Shakira? Says Michelle.
Very clever.
And we're going to stop doing that now. In case it sounds like we have no other content.
We got a good hour out.
We got
a
really good hour.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Essex. Right, let's continue. Big Drive Home is on for a Thursday. Sam Fender coming up. 17 going under. Also, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. We'll get Miracle on for you. Travel and news next at 4.
This. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Do you know what I realised, Stevie? Because you had to use a different studio for technical reasons this week and we couldn't chat to you on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep.
You haven't picked a country for the sweepstake for the Eurovisions. We've got a listener sweepstake. You have to bear with us because there's like, in fact, do that with Tom in a second on your own because that'll take a lot of airtime because everyone's got one. But I think unless you know how many countries are left, Tom?
I haven't a clue.
No, come in and then pick a country. Think all the good
How
ones.
How am I the last person to pick a country for Eurovision?
Because we couldn't talk to you.
It was painful. We couldn't make fun of you.
Just a behind the curtains moment. Stevie had to do a show from a different night show. His news from a different studio in a different building, which stops us being able to see you and talk to you. But now he's back in full view of my window.
Eurovision. To be honest, I, unlike everybody else, I don't watch any of them. I just watch the performances on the night. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's what you should watch.
Semi-finals, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen. Have you got a country that you would like in your head now? Because I can probably remember if it's already gone or not.
I don't know. You know what? Lithuania, because...
But no one's got that.
No one's got that.
Right,
I'll
there you go.
I'll tell you, is it... Lithuania, because a supermarket worker from Essex will take to the stage.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I found this story. Nicola, who works at Waitrose and Buckhurst
Hill. Seen this.
Is doing backup vocals for the Lithuanian entrant Monica Linkite. So I will, because I love Essex so much.
Okay, put Stevie's name next to Lithuania.
Perfect.
Beautiful. And got it. That is locked in.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. Play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
We have, because we've been talking about fish for the last hour, we thought let's do the chip shop game.
Yeah!
Chip shop game is coming up.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
If that means nothing to you, don't worry, we'll explain all, but you will love it, you will love it. It's Radio Essex, Sam Fender, 17 going under.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
And we're going to send you back to the 90s. The 90s Rewind Festival is happening this July in Hornchurch in Essex. It's going to be taking place for the charity Mind. If you don't know what Mind is, have a look on the internet, because they do so much good work for mental health everywhere, really, and really makes a massive difference to people suffering from all sorts of mental health conditions, that they've got somewhere they can go and get help. And that's what Mind is all about. And you can, yeah, check them out on the internet. They are an amazing charity. So they're organising this. They're bringing you some of the favourite 90s music back on stage with the likes of... Five!
Yeah!
911.
Woo!
A1.
Yeah!
Selena off of the Honeys.
Okay.
An amazing tribute act.
Woo.
And a DJ. To keep the party going throughout the evening. Next week, we have 20 pairs of tickets to give away. Stay listening. It also includes hanging out with Scott all day. So, I mean, it's a great prize.
I'm not there until about 10 seconds before I go on stage.
Oh, really?
Because I'm greedy and I've got another gig.
So. It doesn't include any access to Scott.
Yeah.
Next week, but you can see him with your own eyes.
I will be on stage, promise.
Next week, we have 20 pairs of tickets to give away. Stay listening. Details with Martin and Sue on Monday morning. And that'd be an amazing gig to go to. And as I said, it's with an awesome charity, Mind, who do some incredible work. So if you like your 90s music, I know money's a bit tight at the moment, but if you've got a spare few quid, you can go down there. You know the money's going to Mind. It'll be an awesome day out. So yeah, check it out on the internet. Search for Mind. That'll show you where the gig is as well. But we got 20 pairs of tickets to give away next week. Good luck. Cigala, May Muller, Casey Baser, Feels This Good on the big drive home. It's 4:18. Hope you're doing okay. And we mentioned we were going to do this. Actual feature's called Your Town. It's otherwise known as the Chip Shop Game.
It is.
Because it's better known as the Chip Shop Game, but it's actually called Your Town because that's the only jingle we've got, and it uses Deacon Blue singing Your Town. Unfortunately, they didn't do a song called Chip Shop. Otherwise, we'd have used it.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea of this is, and you can get ready on the phone, 01702 4550 60 is the number you'll need to call if you want to play the Chip Shop Game. A lot of people think it's a bit of a con. Basically, what happens is you ring up, you use a withheld number, so we don't know who you are, where you are.
Yep.
And then you tell us what's next door to your local chip shop. And from that information alone, we will work out where you are.
We won't normally just work out. We'll instantly tell you. It's instant. There's
exactly.
There's no trickery. There's no anything. We're just very, very
clever. Play a clip of the last one we done, because I think sometimes when you hear it done, it gives you a full understanding of how we do it.
Yeah, this is professional.
This is one we did last week.
The Chip Shop Game.
I get what you're trying to do, and there's no way you're going to guess where I am. Not a chance.
Listen, Steve, you're not the first person that said that, but we're very confident, almost arrogant, really. I'm going to ask you the question, and then we'll see. So, what is next to the chip shop in the town where you are? Left or right, doesn't matter.
Well, first of all, we haven't got a chip shop. We've got a chip van. And next to it is a park.
Chip van.
Oh, chip van next to a park?
Yeah.
Yes, easy.
That's ridiculously easy.
There's not that many chip vans.
Apart from the one in St. Lawrence Bay.
Yeah, St. Lawrence Bay, obviously.
No way!
So that's how the chip shop game works. There was Steve in Lawrence Bay, obviously.
Yep. Lovely chips.
It's beautiful chip shops, vans. So we need you to come on air and tell us what's next to the chip shop in your town, village, city, and we will work out exactly where you are just from that bit of information.
Yeah.
The number you need is 01702 45 50 60. If you want to play the chip shop game, and actually everyone mentions this wherever we go, that your people that delivered your sofa mentioned it to you.
Yeah, Peter and Jay, yeah.
You'll become quite famous, and people will constantly ask you, how did they do the chip shop game? You won't know, but you might have a guess. You might go, oh, I think I know how they do it now. You never know. The phone number is 01702 45 50 60. We need your calls in now. It's Radio Essex Post Malone. I was watching some of his stage stuff a couple of days ago. He's so mesmerising to watch on stage, Post Malone.
Yeah, he's very talented.
And the song's incredible. Chemical. It's 4:28. It's the big drive home. One thing I noticed, producer Tom, is the feature's called Your Town, and all the jingles say Your Town, but then when we played Steve's one earlier, you've actually got voiceover man say the chip shop game.
I have, yeah.
The chip shop game.
Yeah. I like that. It is called Your Town, and playing today, we've got two people. Line one is Jamie. How you doing, Jamie?
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Come yeah, on, not bad, not bad. And we've got Maria on line two. Hey, Maria.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, not bad. So we've got two of you. Jamie, say hello to Maria. Maria, say hello to Jamie.
Hi, Maria.
And you're just about to both be blown away by the...
Well, we hope. So we've got 100% record, and we're very confident. How confident are you that you're going to... That we've got no chance of guessing?
You've got no chance.
Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely no chance.
Okay, all right. Okay. What confident. Do you do, Jamie?
I'm a paramedic.
You're a paramedic? Oh, cool. Thank you for the work you do. Maria, what about you?
I sell polythene bags.
You sell what?
Polythene bags, like the coal bags. And
oh, right, okay.
Bags. Oh, I'm with you, yeah. Did you hear what my son did yesterday? Instead of bringing home a bag from Sainsbury's, he brought home the actual basket that you carry your shopping around with.
Naughty boy.
Yeah. Oh, no, he thought that was a thing. He thought that's what you do when you go shopping. You take the basket around, you fill it up with food.
It kind of makes sense.
You pay for it, you take it to the car. And he obviously got to the car and went, I'll just put this in the car. I'll take it back.
Saves unpacking, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's true. Maria, we're going to start with... we'll start with Jamie, actually. I've got Jamie. Let me ask you, Jamie, one question only. What is next to the chip shop in the town or village or city that you live in? Either side, doesn't matter.
All right, here's a good one. So, on one side, you've got a closed-down barber shop.
I already know where that is, without even knowing the other side. Are you in Shoebury?
How on earth?
Yeah, you're in Shoebury.
No way.
Closed-down barber shop.
Yeah, I've had my hair cut there before. But yeah.
Jamie, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the day. And I'm sorry that we stumped you.
Sorry, mate.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
Thank you for all the amazing work you do around Essex, mate.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Take care, Jamie. There's Jamie, obviously in Shoebury.
Yes, right, okay. So now this is my turn. So Maria, right, so same question. I'll repeat the question. What is the shop that's next to your chip shop called? Left or right, doesn't matter.
Well, I won't tell you it's called, but it's a tapas restaurant.
Tapas restaurant. In Malden?
Oh no, you're so... No! you guys must eat so many fish and chips.
Well, all that.
It's just knowledge.
Like it.
It's just knowledge.
Good knowledge.
Yeah.
Maria, thank you.
We're down to the summer fest.
Maria, thank you for playing.
Cheers, guys.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care, Maria. Bye-bye. In Malden, Jamie in Shoebury, the 100% record continues.
Oh, yes.
4:31, we'll bring that back in a couple of days' time. David Guetta coming up with Mr. Jam first. Jax Jones, it's David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. Mr. Jam and a new tune coming out very soon as well, which is big. I think Joe Kinch is all over it.
What, really? Is he doing an interview?
Is Kinchy in that new Mr. Jam tune?
I would imagine he will be.
He must be. He's got all the big tunes. He's on from 6 tonight. Talking of big tunes, this is a new one by a guy called David Cushion. I just wanted to give it a little bit of an introduction because I think this gets played on the radio and it's just left there. And everyone's right. Like, what is this?
Okay, and you've got some facts about it, have you?
I'll give you some knowledge. Firstly, it's huge on TikTok.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
And you're really down with the TikTok.
I love the tick.
Yeah.
I'm always on it. I'm snapping away.
No. Different platform.
I'm always talking. So his name is David Kushner. Now, people go, oh, yeah, it's that song. It sounds like Hosier's Tamebridge Church. Or Hosier. How do you say it? Hosier. It sounds like Hosier's Tamebridge Church. Well, the reason why is because David Kushner is a massive Hosier fan.
And right.
And he tried to get him on this track. It was one of the producers of Take Me to Church that heard it and said, mate, this is really good. I'll work with you on it. So he's like, oh, I could definitely get Hosier on it now. So the producer worked with David Kushner. So the producer of Take Me to Church also produced this song, which is why there is a similarity. But that's the whole story behind it. I think it's supposed to sound a little bit like that.
Okay.
His voice is incredible.
I'm not sure I've heard it.
So keep your headphones on while we play it. and just listen to it. Lyrically brilliant, but his voice is just, it's almost haunting. His name's David Kushner. It's called Daylight. It's incredible. It's such an incredible song. Goosebumps.
I was lost in that.
Yeah.
That was
very rare, and you obviously don't see us. This is Radio Welcome Along, because we're on the radio, we're not on the telly. But normally, we're in here, we're chatting, we're having a cup of tea, we're like, oh, what are we doing next? While the music's playing, and we sometimes turn it up and we jam along. We just, all three of us, just sat with our headphones on in complete silence,
listening to that. You spotted it at one point right towards the end, because you played a voice note about travel,
so I had to listen to that to make sure they didn't swear.
Played it in my ears.
Yeah.
Which was...
But it's such a good tune. David Kushner. That's out, isn't it?
Brilliant range.
That's
yes.
A buy-in stream, yeah. And everything.
Amazing range to sing. He sings in two octaves there.
Like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to do that again?
He's like down there.
And then up there again. It's incredible.
Yeah,
amazing. I do it karaoke quite a lot.
Do you?
Not that song, no. My voice breaks while I'm singing.
Yeah.
I do those karaoke songs where you start singing and you're like, this is already high.
Yeah, and
I know, it's getting higher.
Yeah, I can't wait for the chorus. Yeah.
Big G, what you got for us?
Afternoon, guys. Just a quick travel update for you. The bottom end of Kensal Road in Benfleet is shut. They have a gas leak. They've had to shut the bottom half just above Malcolm Avenue all the way down towards the Shell Garage. There is no access whatsoever.
Thank you, Big G in Benfleet. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Travel news coming next. It's Radio Essex, Niall Horan. New tune is called Meltdown. And before that, Waffle House from the album called The Album. From Jonas Brothers. There's a tune on that I heard the other day on Jimmy Fallon's show, which is called Vacation Eyes. I don't think the album's out yet, but it's out in about a week. But check out Vacation Eyes. I think that song is going to be available tomorrow. The new Jonas Brothers song is just incredible. In fact, will we have it tomorrow?
It should be tomorrow, yeah.
So I could maybe play it tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
It's so good. And they were talking about why Waffle House, because Waffle House in America is like a chain of restaurants, sort of like a Taco Bell type thing, but I think it's more locally owned. When they were younger and they were kids, they used to do their gigs when they were like a young band, but they couldn't go to a pub or a club afterwards to celebrate and to come down off stage. So they went to the Waffle House.
Brilliant.
And then they used to just chat to each other in the Waffle House, and it's where they got they were going to be called J3. And then one of them said, no, we sound like a boy band. We don't want to be called J3 because you put numbers into it, then you're a boy band. So they said, no, we want to be called the Jonas Brothers. So even the name, the Jonas Brothers, came up in a Waffle House.
Oh,
so
cool.
The whole thing ties together really nicely. I love that tune, Waffle House. Big summer tune. Talking of tunes, Connor Knight, Dave Kelly have the new sound for your weekend. That kicks off tomorrow night from 7, Connor Knight. Brand new way to start the weekend. It's called Weekend Anthems. And then Saturday from 7, Dave Kelly is back with the hit mix with loads of dance tunes to liven up your weekend and soundtracking whatever your plans are this weekend. Lock it in tomorrow. Connor Knight kicks it all off from 7 on Radio Essex.
Right now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Thursday in the sunshine.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah, we're out of breath. I'll tell you why in a minute. Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim, praise, and you get us underway this hour.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Brand new music from the 1975. It's called Oh Caroline. It's 5:10, big drive home. We're not out of breath anymore, which is good.
It is good. It is good. I'm getting my breath back now.
It's a very different office we work in, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean there's many offices up and down little county of Essex, big county of Essex.
Greatest county, biggest county in the world.
Where the young guy says, oh, by the way, can you do a sit-up, a press-up, the caterpillar?
Well, it started with him saying, if you're sat on the floor, can you get up off the floor without using your hands?
Me and Chris said,
of course
yes,
we can. Then realised actually it's quite hard, but we did it. Yeah, we did it. And then it was, can you do the caterpillar? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I mean, literally, I feel like my Apple Watch said, are you doing a workout?
I've not done the caterpillar for about 20 years. I've just done it in the studio. I'm hurting now.
It's 5:10. So Eurovision is almost upon us. I've compiled a list of genuine Eurovision song title entries from down the years, and I've mixed them up with some fake ones that I've made up.
Oh, this is good.
What I'd like you to do, boys, and you, Essex, if you want to play along, you're more than welcome. is you need to spot the fake ones from the real ones. So just say Euro if you think it's a genuine song. Say okay, Euro.
Euro.
And if you think it's a fake, say you're lying.
You're no.
Or you're no. That would work better.
I normally do the quizzes, don't okay. I? So
you're O or you're no
yeah.
if you think it's the wrong one.
You're lying.
You can both answer at the same time. It's not a problem. Addio, addio, Italy, 1962.
Euro.
You're no. Okay, so Tom's going for no.
You're no.
Banner, banner, 1989, Turkey.
Euro.
Euro.
Bem bom.
You're no.
Euro.
Boom, bada, boom.
I'm going to say Euro.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
You're no.
You're no, okay.
You're no.
Bra vibrationer.
You're no.
Euro.
Diggy lay.
Euro.
You're no.
Ding a dong. Ding a dong.
Euro.
You're no.
Drip drop.
Euro.
You're no.
Dumb tech tech.
Euro.
Euro.
Miss kiss kiss bang.
Euro.
Euro.
My heart goes boom.
Euro.
I don't know why, but
you're no.
Okay. Rimmy rimmy lay lay.
Do that again.
Rimmy rimmy lay.
Euro.
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 And one for you, Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom.
Euro. I'm going to say Euro, and I'm going to guess that all of them are Euro, because I think you're playing a little game.
It's the correct answer.
Yes!
Time to come clean. There are no fakes in that list. They are all genuine song titles, including Bra Vibrationer, Ribby Rimmy Lay, Ding Ding A Dong.
The reason why I say this is because when I have seen the Eurovision Song Contest, some of the titles I've gone, they've said that wrong. They've got that wrong. So I went out on a limb and I've won. What have I won?
Yeah! Rattle noise. Well done, you. Eurovision back this weekend. May Muller looking to secure a place just behind the Ukraine.
Yeah.
In the second spot, I'd imagine.
I would have thought so.
So, yeah, she's there this weekend. Sam Wright is going to be there this weekend, along with Frankie Goes to Hollywood that are on stage this weekend.
Amazing.
As well. It's going to be awesome to watch. But Sam Ryder will be there performing his big tune, and this is him doing Spaceman on Radio Essex. 13 minutes after 5, it's the big drive home. Sam Ryder.
And I want to go.
Back to Whittam. 16 minutes after 5, big drive home, Sam Ryder on the Eurovision this weekend. There's a rather disturbing story coming out of America today about a furry bunny that's been terrorising an American neighbourhood, where residents have reported this cute animal.
How big is this bunny?
Just normal bunny size, like big bunny.
How can a bunny of normal bunny size terrorise a neighbourhood?
A woman said she recalled seeing the bunny patrolling the neighbourhood before it approached her outside.
Patrolling
the neighbourhood. Probably had a little stick.
I would imagine so.
Like a marching stick. Going. Just patrolling the neighbourhood.
Come on. Something like that.
And thumping with his feet. They do that anyway. So it sounded like a group of soldiers. Another neighbour was horrified when she found herself barricaded in her car.
What are these people on?
She said, came around to my car, wouldn't let me out of the car. She was like, I need to get out.
You're not getting out of your car.
Get out of your car, love. Waving that little stick around. And then she said, when she did get out of the car, it chased her up the road.
It hopped, probably, didn't it?
It hopped, yeah. She then got out, and then she got a little bit bitten on the leg. But she said, I didn't get it treated because it wasn't like... She said, her words were, I didn't see it frothing at the mouth or anything like that.
Well, I mean, if this was a bad bunny rabbit...
It'd be properly frothing with fangs sticking out.
Yeah, with his barricade stuff.
Meanwhile, the bunny will no longer be terrorising the quiet neighbourhood after the city captured and relocated to a wastewater treatment plant last Friday.
where he's now sunbathing, going, don't know what all the fuss is about.
So you want to see my little stick?
Yeah.
They took out his Duracell batteries.
You did say little stick, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
took out his Duracell batteries and he's no harm anymore.
He's no harm, it's fine.
I just find stories like that bizarre.
I do.
That they get it into the paper. This was in the actual national papers.
Must have been a slow news day.
It must be, but it's not, though. If you look at what Trump and that in America, it's not a slow news day.
And they just made
all
the paper.
Of that copy about a furry bunny and the word terrorising an American neighbourhood.
I mean, I wish I'd seen it on video to see it not terrorising anyone.
Yeah, why didn't anyone video it?
Exactly.
Look, he's a maniac! He's frothing at the mouth. Oh, no, he's not. 18 minutes after 5, Big Drive Home and the A to Z of music. Final round for the letter J coming up. We'll also play David Guetta, Ed Sheeran, and we'll update the latest on the roads in Essex. Full update coming next.
Essex.
Just getting word in as well, M25, clockwise exit, slip road partially blocked. Slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle at junction 29 for the 127. It's on the slip road to the roundabout, partially blocked there. One to look out for. Keep an eye on that for you. And the weather turning dry, remaining showers dying out to leave any low cloud dispersing overnight. 9 degrees the low. Cloudy on Friday, some sunshine, some rain, bit of a mixed bag tomorrow. Highs of 14 degrees for Friday. David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me. Radio Essex, Tiesto, Tate McRae, 10:35. Chris has got to get you home across Essex. If you're making your way back in from the M25, clockwise exit slip road is partially blocked off the M25. If you're heading off at junction 29 for the 127, slip road to the roundabout is partially blocked. That is being cleared up, but it may cause you a few problems.
Now, the A to Z of music.
So the A to Z of music on the letter J, and we have our finalists. So one of these artists is going to go forward to represent the letter J on the A to Z of men. No, and A to Z of music.
Yeah, well done.
Men we can't talk about, which is a podcast available wherever you get your podcasts from, but we can't talk
about it. We can't, so can't like birthdays, not that topic.
So, A to Z of music, beginning with J, we're looking for your votes to either put in JLS. If you want to hear JLS before 6 and put JLS forward to the A to Z of music, you put the word JLS in your message box and send it over to us. Or Justin Timberlake. New music coming out from Justin Timberlake.
I don't mind this battle, you know. It's a good battle.
It's a good battle. JLS versus Justin Timberlake. Put in Justin or JLS. Who do you want to see go forward to represent Essex in the A to Z of music? You can vote right now and we'll get your votes in. We'll count them all. Tom does that. And then we will play the winning song just before 6 tonight. It's Mae Stevens, and if we ever broke up, it's 5:36. Hi to Callum, who says, Chris, you haven't mentioned the Watford have got a new manager. I think everyone's bored of it now, Callum, to be honest.
Too many managers, isn't it?
I can't actually keep up to date with the Watford thing, although we'll give it a quick, just a quick blast of that for Chris Wilder.
How many matches did he take charge of?
11.
He left
11.
Oh, that's a lot.
One last one, 2-0. Really good performance. But he was only ever going to be, he was only ever in charge for the remainder of the season. They already pre-told us that he was already going before he even signed the contract.
But it's not the end of the season,
less of
it?
A surprise. It is now, yeah. We've done last game with Stoke, it? And then we won.
So you
two.
Won, and then they went, see you later, mate.
We sold our best player, Joel Pedro, to Brighton, and then sat the manager, ready for the new season. Bosh, no! Can't wait for that. So I did want to just quickly mention that. But Callum's a West Ham fan. West Ham, Europa Conference League semi-finals tonight.
Yeah, big that.
West Ham are playing AZ Alkmaar.
They are.
At the West Ham Stadium and the London Stadium up in Stratford Way. If you want to end the show with a come on you irons, I don't mind that.
I don't mind that. Yeah, I don't mind
we,
that.
Because we give a lot of airtime to Arsenal and to Watford. And actually, we are in the middle of Essex. So I think if you're a West Ham fan, and you want to give it a little forever blowing bubble, whatever it is you sing.
Shall I pretend to be a West Ham fan?
I like now? Nate, your manager, by the way. I think he's good.
Yeah, so you could go like this. You could go, oh, I'm forever blowing bubble.
Is that how a West Ham fan sounds?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them.
Go on.
Oh, I'm forever blowing bubbles. First day, completed it, mate.
Come on, you irons.
11 other pie.
Yeah. However you want to end the show, if it needs to be a West Ham star, you just have to use the words, Thursday, completed it, mate. Has to be in there somewhere in that order.
Yeah.
Whatever else you want to do with that, that's fine.
We're massive. Something like that.
Say something like that. God, I hope we keep Rice. so it's entirely up to you. Yeah. But it's got to say Thursday completed it, mate, in there. Do what you like. West Ham fans, take to the stage. It's Radio Essex, Freya Ridings, the new remix with JLS.
I like that. I think it's good.
What? You love?
Freya Ridings, JLS.
I didn't know they were doing a collab with JLS.
Every now and again, you just hear JLS randomly popping into that song as well.
Oh, it's really in beat, isn't it?
I like it.
I
don't know what everyone's. Why are you all on the text? Two songs for the price of one, says Phil in South Bedford. He's a funny guy. Joyce, what you got for us, Joyce? Because I think everybody heard it in the whole of Essex that we were randomly playing two songs at the same time.
Nice recovery. You've actually got that second track taken off.
I'm going to stick up for you, Chris.
Why?
Because I feel like I should.
I didn't do anything wrong.
No, it wasn't your fault.
We did mention at the beginning of the show we've had our computer upgraded. I would have thought that would have been better. I would have thought it would be a better computer than the one that was there before. Somebody says to me, we're upgrading you, I'm like,
you go, yes, this please.
I've never been in first class and they've gone, we're upgrading you. I've ended up in the back of the plane. That's never happened. That's how I feel now. We've gone from a Spectrum 48K to a ZX81. That's what's happened.
It's ridiculous.
And it's still made out of Lego.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So in radio, if you want to hear a couple of songs, you want to sort of listen to what you're doing before, you can listen to it off air. Good idea.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going, oh, what's that 24K golden tune? You know, oh, I like this. Yeah, I remember this. And it's got the music and the Radio Essex at the beginning. So you can hear what it's going to sound like. It used to be on a place where no one else would hear it. Now they've gone, that should probably just go out on the radio. We should probably just have it all going out. Why should they listen to something in the studio when no one else can hear it?
Don't have any secrets.
Yeah. Just play it all at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there. And the bits where we kept going off air and just going dead for a bit, that was good. Just the upgrade.
It's the upgrade. It's all above board. But it's no surprise, I think JLS won.
Have you had this one?
Yeah, I think they've
been queuing up their song for the last half an hour.
Yeah, I think they've won.
I think they know. So it's been upgraded now, so that's good. Yeah. Upgrade.
Brilliant.
It's H and Ashanti with Baby. It's the Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, H, Ashanti, and Baby. It's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home for a Thursday. We're done.
I like the medley.
It was good.
It was a remix.
Didn't you know they were doing a collab? You're normally up with the new music.
No, I didn't know.
They've bought a new computer. It's an upgrade. So you get to play with that for the next 4 hours.
I've been playing with it all day.
I literally feel like
the computer?
Hey! I feel like I've been in a fight for 4 hours. That's how I feel. I feel like I've been in a fight.
We only did
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah, you felt like six.
It did feel like a long time. Literally fighting against the computer for the last 3 hours. It's got its own little mind, which is fine.
Yeah,
and everything's different. Basically, it's an upgrade, but it feels like, you know, when you go abroad and you drive a car on the wrong hand side of the road.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah,
all the numbers and the faders and everything are different.
And you just keep hitting the the curb.
Keep hitting the curb. Yeah, I've curbed it quite a lot. I've curbed the computer quite a lot of times today.
When I would talk to people about, because they go, oh, it must be so cool being in the studio and this, I was like, it's a little bit like a spaceship sometimes.
I wouldn't want to be in a spaceship made by any of this.
No.
This would feel very Elon Musk to me. It would feel very Elon Musk.
Feel good.
It'd feel very, very much like the SpaceX one that went up. That's how I'd feel if I was.
It's pretty much a rocket made of tinfoil.
It's made of Lego.
It's made of Lego.
It's Windows 95, which should send thudders down everybody's spine.
Yeah. It's a good one.
When were you born?
2004.
There you go. This Windows is older than you.
But it's had an upgrade. So.
Yeah, 98 now.
Yeah. Windows 98. I've got Windows XP.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. That was good.
Fan favourite.
Anyway, Joe's coming up. and he has a big show tonight. He's got all the hits, possibly, if they work.
He might play 10 at once. Yeah. The Hot 7 tonight is just 7
yeah.
at once.
Hot 7 at 7 is literally 3 minutes long tonight. Check it out. Yeah. All the big songs in the world played at the same time. You're going to love it. So that's coming up. And 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock, be it 9 o'clock, we don't talk about. 7 o'clock is the Hot 7 at 7. And after 6, hits from Rihanna, One Republic, new tune from 50/50, and Miley Cyrus. Some flowers for you coming up. We're done, but we do need to enter somebody into the 8 set of men.
We do. Let's do a drum roll because this is going to, people are not going to believe I've
just
won.
Hang on, I've just got to play Jamie because Jamie's a big Ironstone.
Oh, he's very good.
He wanted to end the show, but we've already got an end of the show. So, Jamie, let's just hear yours very quickly.
Thursday, completed it, mate. Come on, you Irons. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in.
He sings the whole song, but we've
only
got the
idea. It's West Ham tonight, isn't it?
It's West Ham tonight, yeah. It's on while you're on.
Uh huh.
Don't let that put you off. Just carry on as you normally would.
Do they have working buttons at West Ham?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Sometimes.
Well, they've won then, haven't they?
They're going to win. That's tonight, 8 o'clock. Jamie and Linda is going to end the show very soon. Drum roll, who's going to win? It's either between Justin Timberlake or JLS.
I wonder who it could be.
I don't know.
Oh, it's JLS. Still not, it's not the song I queued up, though. It doesn't matter. It's still JLS and it's Beat Again. Ta-da.
Linda from Rayleigh. Come on, you Irons. I'm forever blowing bubbles. First day completed it and hopefully through to the next round. Yay!
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.